This podcast
is
brought
to
you by
and
powered
by Sunday.
Who's next?
I don't know.
Cool.
Tease.
Watch
this.
Or
listen.
Hey everybody, thank you for watching. We're going to be getting right back to Ninjas the Butterflies real quick, but want to show you around and give you a little bit of a tour of what we're doing here at Sunday Cool. So, everyone's very hard at work. We're actually almost into our busy season. So we got a lot of people over here chilling, quality control, making sure everything is as beautiful and remarkable as we want it to be. The better Carl, the cooler Carl right here, baby.
Yes.
And then after everything's done printing, we box everything up and then we ship it to you. 72-hour turnaround after art approval. That means as soon as your art is done, you say it's good to go. Within 72 hours, it's on its way to you. Come on, let's go inside.
All right, this is our sales department over here.
Art people right here, very talented art crew. And there's M. You'll meet the other 25 letters of the alphabet later. Let's see what Josh is up to. There he is. There he is, guys. Are you ready, I guess, to get back to the pod?
Back to the show!
A fight for your love type of song.
You know what it reminds me of? Hearing it from Royal Otis versus Dolores.
Dolores.
I think that it is just a testament to teenage love. Or like the teenage experience. To me, it's like when you're in high school and you're crushing.
Yeah. So why were you holding her hand then?
Yeah.
If you love me, why were you holding her hand?
It's so like juvenile, but also.
If you love me, let me go.
Someone take the. What out of here?
Yeah. Right.
You son of a gun!
I just grabbed one.
How dare you?
Where's Andrew's now?
How dare you take one of the best energy drinks?
I don't know, but I put this one in this morning. Planet.
Now Andrew's is warm.
I put it in here. I got here at 7:30. I put it in there. That's here. Why.
Andrew, do you want one?
He's not going to drink
it. I shouldn't be punished.
I already drank one this morning.
And really?
So, yeah.
How do you feel?
Jacked. Guys, guess what?
Whoa!
We're back, baby!
Hey! Yeah!
We are back,
and it feels so good!
With First Form and Ninjas
Butterflies!
Yep.
Hey, wait for it.
I missed you guys.
Missed you too.
Dude, this has been... It's been weird not being... This being the regular.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
why did everything die when I
said thought you were going to continue on talking.
No, it's just weird.
Oh.
See, yeah. I'm out of rhythm. I don't know how to keep talking.
I think it's particularly weird that you guys always disinvite me to the episodes where, like, really cool people are on them.
Well, request it. They're like, listen, we want blurry creatures. We want Dusty Slate, but please don't leave the lady at home.
I was so like, upset about it. I cut my hair. That's how mad I was.
They haven't seen it yet.
It's like, my debut.
Yeah, it's like Old Testament. They, you know, she was mourning. She just like had to cut her hair.
Yeah.
Cut her clothes. Yeah.
No, guys,
it looks good. Looks good. What do you think of mine?
Wow.
Is my sunburn still there?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Is it?
I have one on the back too. I have literally met. So I'm just going to have to start rotating my hat so I can get my head tan.
Or just take it off.
No.
Guys, we officially have our first sponsor.
Whoa.
First form.
Whoa.
And guess what? They described us as athletes. And so we say, cool. No, but First Form, those guys are dope. They hooked us up. We got some, Andrew got some protein sticks because he's addicted to beef jerky.
Yeah, the breakfast we're addicted sausage to energy. Is actually like really, really flipping good.
You guys are like freaking gatekeeping.
We're not gatekeeping.
You're part of this too.
I haven't been in the office. I don't get to try all the stuff.
Whose fault is that you're not in the office where all the stuff is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you said they sent it to us because they think we're athletes, or they also are trying to help people get healthy. Maybe they're like,
listen, these guys are dying.
They need these.
Lily, would you like a bite?
Yes, sir.
It was funny that you're an athlete because you played Capture the Flag for 10 seconds last week and you like literally tore your knee off
my
body.
It's still killing me.
It got intense. I think, did you see that the artist Patrick was like heaving by a
really
tree.
Yeah, I think he was
whoa, we need to get in shape, y'all.
Yeah,
it was funny because I told Josh, I'm like, he needs to start because you were complaining about your knee hurting, and yeah. I was like, you need to start running more. And he says, well, running's what started it. And I'm like, so are you just never going to run for the rest of your life? You just be like, well, now I can't.
Not unless I have to.
Yeah, that's true.
It's honestly not that good for you.
Running?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what terrible are you talking for your about? Joints.
Bro. What are you talking about?
Go swimming.
I think like you overindulge on it, obviously, but like you're
overindulge on running? That guy just completed the thing.
That's what I'm saying. That's
the
crazy.
African race?
Yeah. Ran the entire length of Africa in 300 and like 50
something,
days?
Yeah. I think, yeah, it was 200
less,
or something.
Less than a year.
Crazy.
Did he go to the hospital?
I'm sure he had to.
I think there were several things. Wasn't he like held captive at one point?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He was kidnapped.
Dude.
And yeah, he said it was equivalent to him running two marathons a day.
Did he have a mission, didn't he? What was his mission?
To raise funds for charity.
What charity?
Coney 2012.
Yeah.
Boy Scouts of America.
I forget what it was, but super cool.
Maybe he just likes to run.
I mean, how hard could it be?
You don't always have to have a mission. Yeah.
Also, why is it 26.2 miles? A marathon.
I bet it's kilometer conversion.
It is.
Oh, yeah. How many kilometers is that then? Like 50?
Oh, gosh.
Don't get me started on this
Don't get me started
on kilometers. Don't get me started on this whole European math.
Hey, listen, I've never been more thankful for pirates. Hey, he's stealing the metric system away from us.
Oh,
I missed you guys.
Aww.
We're back together as a family. Oh, dang it.
That was close.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want a song?
Yes.
I
don't know if I'm ready.
We can,
if anyone's ready.
We can probably just figure something out.
Yeah, we're out of the rhythm, dude.
I know. I totally butchered the blurry song.
You didn't.
Whoa.
It was fun.
It was fun.
It was a good one. Pick a blackberry, might make a cobbler. Dude, it's one of the best melodies that we've came up with. We just need to record it better next time.
Yeah.
Please hold while Andrew sets up his guitar.
Da 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 da. I'm up here.
Mm. Yeah, well, just kind of. Whoa.
That's a little nice little riff.
Kind of like an old.
I was going to.
Old rock.
I almost wanted to kind of just like a nursery rhyme, but I'm kind of liking the old rock sound.
Yeah. I'll do it.
I'm gonna be completely honest. I like it quite a bit.
Actually, I don't like it. I love it.
Oh, golden buzzer!
All right,
you're going to Hollywood.
Are we ready? Meister? Is that what they're called?
Maestro.
Mice man.
Mice man.
All right, ready.
This world we live in sure has changed. The more you look around, nothing is the same. Nations at war, inflation's on the rise. Everything's different because of their lies.
Controlling the weather, doing weird things. Are aliens real and do they have wings? But at last, the worst of it all, we've all seen your rise. Cars, AI tech, the rainforest, oh, it's all a wreck.
The USA is drowning in debt, the world is doomed.
But don't forget, Chili's, why have you changed? You used to be cool, and now you're lame. You went out there and broke our hearts, now we're just sitting here. Nothing but farts, nothing in our sticky butts except stinky farts.
Nothing but farts, nothing but farts, nothing but sticky butts except stinky farts.
Chili's, why have you changed? You used to be cool and now you're lame.
So right here, let's start the show. Ninjas are butterflies, come on, let's go.
Wow! That was amazing.
Yeah.
That was so good. Okay, so I remember being in my college English class and the professor saying that poetry could be song.
Mm.
But he said it's selective, like Bob Dylan's music is song. And I remember thinking, that's subjective. Poetry can apply to lots of things. Now I get it.
Yeah, that's really cool, but can we just be quiet for just a second? Because speaking of professors talking about poetry being music.
Okay.
Guys. This question. Oh, this question, guys.
You okay?
I don't know. This question's really deep. Been thinking about it a lot lately. When I saw this, when they sent this in, I'm like, man. Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Today's question. Sent in by a viewer. Was the Civil War worth it? Again, they're just asking, right? And I think we should answer.
I mean, my gut reaction tells me immediately no.
Okay.
I don't think it was.
All right. I mean, yeah. I mean, from what I've read and just what people have talked about regarding the Civil War, I would probably have to agree. Yeah, maybe no, it wasn't worth it.
Yeah, how important was it at the end of the day?
Yeah, I mean, Andrew.
Yeah, there's a lot of people from their specific vantage point, I would say they feel that way, and that's understandable.
Yeah. Lily?
Yes, the Civil War was worth it. It's a complicated issue.
Yeah, what's complicated about it?
Explain it.
I think that the Civil War was complicated, however, it set in motion the freeing of an entire race in our country.
What are you talking about? The movie Civil War, the A24 film?
It just came out last week.
Did it come out?
The A24 film, Civil War. From what I've read, it only has 2.7 stars on Google reviews.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
and people say like the ending like wasn't all that great. So like, is it worth it to go see the Civil War movie? I would probably say probably not.
I mean, I think everyone agrees with that. It's not worth it. I thought that was kind of an open shut case. But Lily, you even stuck around kind of like thinking that we were talking, but you thought we were talking about the Civil War?
Chill out.
You want people to go to the theaters and waste their money?
Lily,
I don't even know how to. I don't even know how to feel about this.
I mean, if I'm getting this right, Andy, help me through this.
Yeah, I will.
It seems like Lily.
Yeah.
She is trying to make us feel bad about our feelings in cinema, but trying to make the rest of the world feel bad about things regarding war.
Yeah, absolutely. I think she has a really bad attitude toward the whole thing.
So you guys heard it here. You heard it here first. Lily doesn't agree that the Civil War was worth it.
Oh,
welcome
no!
Welcome to the show. Yes.
Ugh.
Butterfly. The butterfly is no doubt one of God's
chosen
people.
Must
empty your mind.
You learn martial arts.
Ninjas attack!
The sad thing is that's your footprint, your digital footprint. For the rest of your life.
So
that's
it. Really,
very
got 2.7 stars
from Google reviews.
Such a bummer.
People said it was really good.
It's just not what they expected.
Yeah, the trailer, I feel like they said that it was like just misleading of like what it was. Because
it was more of a teaser instead of much. I guess I never saw the full trailer trying to explain the storyline of it because it's apparently about the importance of photojournalism within a civil war.
Yeah.
And it's like.
A civil war, not the civil war?
The future civil war that's going to happen.
In America?
Hopefully not. Yeah.
No, it's going to happen.
No, I'm saying like they weren't basing it off of like they're just like the story was with there's a civil war happening.
No, they're basing it off of future events.
So okay, so sure. The original civil war was North versus South. What's the next civil war? I think it's East and West.
I mean, those would be the other two options if you weren't allowed to do North and South anymore. I mean, you only have two other.
Northeast,
Southwest,
Southwest, yeah.
Arizona versus Seattle.
Is Kansas with us?
Kansas is
base.
Man, yeah, we should break that up. Like maybe get a map or something. But yeah, I think Kansas would be with. They're definitely ain't with the Yankees. Those yuppies.
I definitely want to see the movie, though. I heard from people that watched it that the gunshots in it, the director specifically wanted to make the gunshots scare you, like the sound of it.
Oh.
So they, because usually with movies, they put like, there's some type of dubbing they put over sound effects, like for gunshots that don't trigger people so they could stay focused on the storyline. But apparently, they used as authentic as gunshots as they can possibly use just to invoke fear.
Which sounds super healthy.
What if the gunshot, like the sounds that they use are like, ah! You're just like, oh my gosh.
We authentically wanted people screaming too, so we went in their house, recorded their screams.
Or just Eric Andre saying, nightmare, nightmare, nightmare.
Let me in.
Oh, guys, it's been a wild couple weeks.
Absolutely. Hey, what's this little guy over here?
Oh, yeah, we got a fan who is an amazing 3D art printer artist, made us some stuff. So he made Andy the robot panda.
Yep. He got Andrew a little surfboard.
Wrote us a note. Patrick.
Thanks, Patrick.
Patrick, he made me the knife from Dune.
Sick.
And my blade, chip and shatter.
Chip and shatter.
Made my blade, so chip and shatter.
Made that blade.
And then he made you this. It's kind of like a little puzzle thing, but not really.
Open.
Show it on the screen, what it is.
It says NAB on it.
Yeah. Awesome.
Open it up.
What do you think is inside? Don't open it. What do you think it's what's inside? If you don't get it right, you don't get it.
A live animal.
Okay, open it.
A hippo card.
How thoughtful.
Do they live in St. Augustine? How'd they get this?
I don't know.
Bought it online, I imagine.
Oh my gosh, thank you. What is a gift. Sick though?
I mean, he 3D printed that whole thing.
This thing too?
Yeah, the whole thing.
No way. What, that's talent. What's his name?
Patrick.
Does he have a shop?
I don't think so. Yeah, he didn't leave any of his.
Patrick, is this a hobby or do you do this for a living?
We'll wait.
If he does have a...
We just sit here.
If he has an Instagram this or something, so we'll tag it in the video.
Super cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Thank you so much. We also got sent some really cool death kit.
Oh, dude. That's sharp.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Did you really just do that?
Yeah.
Okay, Josh. Very funny.
Josh?
Yeah, that was sharp. Cool.
We had Marsh. Marsh Clothing?
Oh,
Marsh
yeah.
Wear?
Yeah, dude.
Sent us a huge box of just a bunch of their swag. Like we really appreciate
outdoor
that
wear
too.
And stuff.
Dude, I've been catching fish in it.
Dudes are dope.
Appreciate it.
I didn't realize until they had sent us stuff that they had a ladies line. And let me tell you, I've been wearing those overalls basically every day that they sent me.
Yeah.
Ladies line.
Every woman I encounter, they say, where did you get that? Can I have a pair?
That's funny. Those were cool overalls. I'll have to get some for girls. That's
my
really
utility
cool.
Overalls. Coveralls.
Mm-hmm. Coveralls.
Hey, real quick, does her mic sound like quieter to you? I don't think it's just you.
Speak.
Sit.
Good job.
Shake.
Good, Lily.
Yeah, we were in Nashville.
What's the other name for it?
Nash Vegas. Yeah. 615 till I die.
Yeah.
Nash Vegas.
It was so fun.
Nash Vegas.
We spent 72 hours in Nashville.
Yeah.
And we filmed two podcasts and we were on the road for like 22 of those hours.
Dude, the amount of stuff we've done in the last couple of weeks is actually insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we got invited out by
Let's talk about Nashville real quick.
Okay. Yeah. Nashville.
Yeah.
That was dope.
Dusty
was the coolest dude ever.
Legit.
Like just very genuine.
Exactly
nice.
Who you think Dusty Slay is. Even nicer and even funnier.
Because that's what you're always scared of when you meet somebody who has any sort of fame. You're like, are they going to be the character or are they going to be a weirdo? He was
like we're super rude outside of this.
Yeah, very rude.
Like, I don't, like, no eye contact.
Away from me.
If anyone does, I always carry hot coffee to throw in their face.
Yeah.
Understandably. Yeah. But he, you know, I guess he's better than us. He was just down to chill.
Yeah.
He was awesome.
And then, obviously, hanging out with Nate and Luke from Blurry.
The sequel.
Our buddies. We're buddies now.
Dude, they're so fun.
Yeah.
They're absolutely so fun. I got Luke texted me over the weekend of just like asked me for feet pics. And I was like, this is so funny.
Yeah, I'm actually excited about the conversation we had though about doing an EP.
Yeah.
Like, I want to make that a thing.
Yeah.
A conspiracy Christmas would be
yeah.
a blast.
Yeah. We'll get on it.
I loved watching that episode back in particular because it just felt like you guys were so giddy to be around each other.
Yeah.
We were so nervous with Dusty because we had him first thing in the morning. And so like as soon as we got done with the interview there, we were just such like, there was like the relief was like, okay, cool. Now we know who we're hanging out with next.
Paige roasted us. She was watching it. She was like, it's good. She was like, but I feel like I'm watching a first date.
Oh, with Dusty?
Yeah.
We were like, just all giddy. So tell
me about yourself.
Yeah.
And I'm just mad that he hasn't called.
Yeah. No, I was.
For a second one.
I was super off. They say I wasn't, but I felt super off that podcast because I was like, first thing in the morning after the freaking longest drive ever. And like, I'm super like scheduled, right? So like, Dusty's getting here at 10. So I'm going to go get him coffee at 9:30. And as I was leaving the Airbnb, and he's like, he's 10 minutes away. I'm like, ah! It just threw me off. But
and just being in a different space completely changes everything. I saw someone in the comments on the Dusty episode. They were talking about me not talking much. And I was just like, there are cameras plugged into outlets that I have no idea if they're going to hold.
Yeah.
It just like messes with your head for sure.
And for the blurry episode, I didn't understand anything they were saying. So I'm just trying to poke a joke in every now and then. Bro, I'm like, this is so heavy.
I literally, like while I was editing, I was like, I haven't cut to Andy in so long.
Because I'm just, what?
Dude, it was a blast.
Absolutely.
Those guys are so... Blurry guys are just... They're a genuine. Different breed, man.
Yeah, they're cool.
And they love Jesus, like, to their core. And they will defend it till the day they die. I love it.
I loved something that Nate said on that episode, just talking about... Because I don't know, I was wondering with Josh, like, maybe it's just our bubble of believers that right now it feels like there's kind of just this renaissance in Christianity where, like, people are waking up to, like, the impact of the spiritual realm and attacks and stuff like that. And what Nate was saying was like, yes, that's valid and that's important, but don't negate science and like explanation and this and that. Like we can over spiritualize situations and say, oh, this is an attack when really it could just be circumstance, which we have the ability to change.
Yeah. You know? And sometimes it's self-inflicted.
Yep.
Yeah. A lot of times we're just like, God, why are you doing this? It's like, it seems like you put yourself in this situation because of these decisions.
I know. Yeah.
So
it happens all the time. You're like, wait a minute. Yeah. Accountability.
Yeah.
It's like, God, who's at fault? And it's like just a mirror.
But then when we got back,
because we came back on Wednesday, and then a week later on Wednesday,
we got Flagrant Podcast, Andrew Scholes. They shouted us out, and we're like, oh, that's cool. So we messaged him because he follows us on Instagram, and we're like, hey, can we send you some merch and stuff? And he's like, yeah. But long story short, he's like, come to my show tomorrow night in Jacksonville. Yeah. So we're like, cool. So we went.
All our babysitters.
Yeah. So we went backstage fully expecting just to be like, hey, good to
real quick meet and greet kind of thing.
That his whole crew, they're just so nice. So and cool. Like we ended up talking for like almost 2 hours, it felt like.
Yeah.
And
their hospitality and generosity, like what just like free tickets, us going out there, like just giving us like after his huge show, they've been on tour, they're not like and then they're just like, yeah, let's talk for hours afterwards. Like, what are you doing?
He gave us sushi.
Yeah. But the coolest conversations. It was just super fun and a bunch of dope dudes.
The fact that you guys figured out that you had the same soccer coach.
Weird stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah.
Not me and Andrew, me and Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Kelsey, just my wife, cracking Andrew Scholes up, the like famous comedian. I was like, this is the best day of my life.
Because she's the funniest woman in the world.
Yeah, she's so genuine.
She's like, what did you say? Like, she asked, were those stories all true? And it's like right after a stand-up special, it's like, no, it's just comedy. That's what it is. We're telling jokes.
Dude, that thing, my neck still hurts from stabbing myself. Is there a mark?
Where
did it like hurt? In here?
I don't see it. It's a little red, I think. Not here. Right there.
I told Kelsey in the car on the way back, I said, Kelsey, you were the funniest girl in the room.
I know. I was so proud of her.
And she said, I don't know why I wasn't cracking jokes or anything.
I can't remember what. There was a moment where she said something and I like... literally cracked Andrew up and I looked over you and I'm just like, what is happening right now? Like, what is my life?
I think the funniest line, I can't remember what it was about, but it was like something like that happens. It's like pretty well known, like a circumstance of like, that's negative.
Yeah.
She goes, what? How do you feel about that? It's just, and everybody's like, obviously terrible.
Yeah. That's so funny.
It's so funny.
That was a good
time. Also got to address my face. Okay. People are going to be like, Why'd you shave your beard?
It's been 87 episodes. I've been waiting for you to address your face for a long time, man. Yeah. Everyone's like, what is up with that face?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I'm dying, everyone.
He's not.
No, I got skin cancer removed off my top lip.
Cancer survivor. Yeah.
Yeah.
What did the doctor say to you? Because you were worried.
First off, it was five hours we were there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have to bring you in. They cut it out, which cutting it out takes, I don't know, 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. But then they have to test it and make sure like all the cancer's gone.
Yeah.
And then, which takes an hour.
Do they scan you again or do they?
No, they test
Or they test the thing.
It's a biopsy.
Yeah. Literally the slap of skin.
They have to freeze it and then break it apart and look at under like a microscope or whatever.
To make sure all the pieces are there or whatever. Like
all
what
the cancer is like. So if top of it had cancer on it, they'd have to come back. And so that's what they had to do. I had to get it cut twice. So we're there for like 5 hours and it hurt like a mamma mia.
Yeah.
But
we had amazing conversations with all these old dudes that were in the waiting room.
Yeah.
First off, he's like, why are you here? He's like, you're too young to be here. I'm like, yeah, my wife made me come. But the conversations were hilarious.
Can I tell you about them?
Okay. Yeah.
These men were in their 70s and 90s. And
yeah, 90. Almost, he's turning 94
this year.
That's awesome.
His name is Bill. The other guy was Jim.
Jim.
Bill and Jim.
Bill, the 94-year-old.
Yeah.
He was telling when he was born, during the Great Depression. Jeez. And his mother was 20 and his father was 70.
And he was saying it was just because women needed a marriage for security and for food.
Dude,
shelter
what
and food.
A crazy world they used to live in.
He said his father was born the day after Abraham Lincoln was assassinated.
And he said there were no paved roads.
That's
in
great. And you're just sitting there talking with him?
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy.
It gets crazier.
Oh, does it?
Yes.
What?
Okay, so Bill's like, okay, so Jim is the optimist, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a glass half full kind of guy. And just like,
did they know each other? They're friends?
No.
Okay, cool. Okay.
And it's so funny to like set the scene. Like we're in this waiting room. It's dimly lit. And there's like some snacks and stuff because we're waiting, you know? And everyone in the room has some kind of bandage on their face or like because they're all getting cut up, you know? And everybody's like kind of miserable to be there. But Jim, this perpetual optimist, is just bringing us together, uniting us. He obviously has some kind of like memory issue because he keeps talking about the same thing over and over again or asking the same question.
It's just test material, I think. Yeah.
But he was so jovial. And then anyway, Bill goes, you and I see life very differently. He's the pessimist.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a cynic, right? And then he's talking about, because he uses a cane now, and he's talking about, he's like, yeah, you know, I have back pain. And he's like, I was in a plane crash in
World War II. Crash on Iwo Jima.
I crashed on Iwo Jima.
Bill or Jim?
Bill. The 94-year-old.
Okay, all right. I'm getting why he's a pessimist. Yeah.
But so me and my dad did the math.
Yeah.
If he's 94, that means he would have fought in World War II when he was 16 years old.
Dude. Oh.
Yeah.
He crashed.
Imagine.
And he said there were like 6 survivors, right? And then was he a POW?
I don't know if he said so.
But anyway, he crashed on, I thought he said Okinawa, but you keep saying he crashed on Iwo Jima. But anyway, his storytelling was superb. Like you guys would have died. He goes, so I was dealing with this back pain chronically ever since that plane crash.
Because he broke his back.
No.
And he goes, and then I was in Japan and I went to visit what they called at the time.
He wasn't.
He was in the Swiss.
He went back to Europe. Like he was brought to Europe. I think to Germany.
And he said.
No, it wasn't Germany because it was World War II. So it would have been in Switzerland.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And he goes, and I just, someone told me about something like chiropractic or something like that. And he's like, I went to go visit. And he said, and the experience was so crazy. I couldn't wait to get back to the States to study chiropractic. And then he was a practicing chiropractor for 20 years that because of his plane crash. And then he told this terrible story. He said one day he's, you know, in his 70s at this point, and he's working at his chiropractic office, and this woman comes in, and it was workers' comp. She had got hurt at work with her back, right?
Not work. She had what's it called?
No.
Get injured.
It was an injury at work.
Oh, okay.
And she came in, and he said that he was cracking her back, and then she came in again, and she said, you know, I filed for disability. And he said, how'd you hurt your back lifting your lunch pail? Because she was overweight, he said.
Oh, my goodness.
And then he goes, and then he's like, it dawned on me.
Jeez.
He said, I'm a 70-year-old war vet, and I could have disability.
Like file for disability.
So I could file for disability. Yeah. And that day he did it, and then he didn't have to work ever again, right? In his 70s.
He was just,
oh my goodness.
His storytelling was amazing, though.
Funny guy.
Super funny guy. Yeah,
that's awesome.
It was great. And Josh is like, we should go get them bagels because everyone was starving, so we did.
Oh, yeah, because they had like Nutri-Gram bars. And these dudes have been waiting there for five plus hours.
What are we doing?
I know,
so,
can we not take better care
of our
veterans?
Jeez, I know.
We went and got bagels, and they're stoked about them.
Yeah. That is so cool. Good for you guys. That's such a fun thing. You hope to be that type of guy when you get older, right?
Know.
Like, you type have that type of attitude and positive outlook. And I was like, I've met so many grumpy old men in my life. I'm like, I just don't want to be that.
But they became such best friends. Bill. Bill goes, he calls his wife. He keeps talking about how smoking hot his wife is. She's 20 years younger than he is. And he goes, babe, you got to come back here. I want you to meet somebody. And it's Jim. He wanted him to meet Jim.
That's so fun.
But yeah, when the guy was stitching up my face,
he
said, just tell your wife you're going to look like a young Joaquin Phoenix. I'm like, what?
Why are you joking about that?
And he's like, no, I'm kidding. It won't be that bad.
I'm like, no, I'm kidding. You're not that good looking.
Come on, man.
It's just such a weird thought to plant before the procedure.
I know.
Yeah. But speaking of Joaquin Phoenix.
Okay.
Let's talk about things that have happened after the eclipse.
Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na.
And even during the eclipse.
Okay.
Ooh.
This was multiple videos of these people from in the path of totality or whatever. These like elongated dark things in the sky. We're just going. And they're like, yo, what is that? What is that? What is that? Crazy stuff.
Okay.
And then other people are seeing like the just weird things in the sky, like meteors falling and like really, really weird stuff that's like not being talked about.
Yeah.
But then something happened. Well, let me say this. On the day of the eclipse, our most eastern tsunami buoy that warns
like radar,
us.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, that's no, off it's, the east
so they,
coast.
They're anchored. And so, you know, I mean, thousands of feet, they have an anchor point so we can precisely see what's going on out there.
Yeah, it's like our one buoy for the east coast of the United States.
All the surf forecasting I use runs off of these buoys.
It was turned off during the eclipse.
Wow.
And I don't know if it's turned back on at this point, but the day after the eclipse, there was this mass, no one knows what it is, this mass wave water movement that came from Antarctica that was the size of Texas.
What?
And it was reported on, so it's a live streaming wave wind weather forecasting thing called Ventusky. And this thing, it was this blob. Andrew, do you think you can pull up that picture?
I don't know if I saved it.
Actually, let me show you right here.
Because
I looked
Texas
it up.
Texas-sized.
It's a mass or it's a wave?
They don't actually know, but Ventusky said like, oh, it's a, what do you call it? Like a glitch in the thing. I don't know if, can you see that?
Yeah.
So that was April 9th, the day after the eclipse. And if you hover over, it says the wave height is 83.7
feet.
Yeah.
What in the world?
You see that? Oops. Hey, stop, stop.
What were those? What were those waves called? The ones that came out of nowhere?
Rogue waves?
About. Rogue waves, yeah. You remember that?
Yeah.
Dude, please. This thing.
And you think about that, like, think about rogue waves way before we had technology. And, like, seeing a rogue wave for the very first time, like, it's still, and then suddenly out of nowhere. It's like, imagine having to tell people about
that. You see this?
Ew.
Yeah.
It looks like Saruman.
So, this just appeared out of nowhere. There's this lady on TikTok who has, like, her own radio show. Mm-hmm. And what's her name? Did I write it down? We'll put her name because can you do it? I'll do it.
I'm looking to see if I think you texted it to me. It's like coming back.
But she does like weather forecasting, like has these like screens everywhere that like are showing like where earthquakes are happening, like just all this stuff. Mm-hmm. She did a lot of research into it because she's like, this anomaly is just wild, right? But the same anomaly happened on February 22nd, March 27th, and then April 9th.
Of this year.
Of this year.
What's
correct.
It doing? It's just hanging out?
it's this big blob that comes up, and then it goes into the Atlantic Ocean, and then just kind of like disperse. So everyone's just like, "What is?"
Different words,
huh?
Yeah, I love how you both chose different dis words.
You said disperse. I said dissipates. Synonyms.
Synonyms. Manamana.
Disappointed.
But yeah, so, and she's like, what's weird is that it looks like it kind of starts at this one island above Antarctica. And this island is the most, it's, I actually read a CIA write-up about this one island. Mm-hmm. It's the most, what's it called, remote island in the world.
Are there people on it?
No, it's uninhabitable. but it's called, if you type in Google, it's like Bouvet Island. Mm-hmm. And but then I saw a rumor, don't know the credibility of this, but we talked about one time the Russian torpedo called the Poseidon. And basically it's this weapon, it's a nuclear weapon, it's a torpedo that supposedly it can create a 1,000-foot tsunami that's just filled with radioactive material.
Why are we doing this?
But supposedly, this past week of the eclipse, they tested it and it worked. And so, but if you look at the thing, this Bouvet Island, this mass just appears right in front of this island. And then I'm like, well, where are the, because it's like right above Antarctica. I'm like, where are the Russian lab, what do you call them? Just where are the Russian labs in Antarctica?
Mm-hmm. Bouvet.
And it's directly south of Bouvet. Like, I mean, like straight shot south.
Nice. So they shot it at Bouvet.
Or they went to Bouvet to shoot it out.
I didn't realize, so.
And this is all speculation. Yeah. Like, but.
You can do a little nuclear and not in the world.
What?
I always thought if a nuclear bomb went off, it was like going to be catastrophic for the entire planet.
No, we did tests like all throughout the 50s and 60s.
So you could do a little nuclear.
No, you can do big ones. You just like the thing that would be catastrophic is if we went to nuclear war, because then we're talking about thousands of nukes going off basically at the same time.
Fair.
And also, like, what's the fallout actually do? Like, people still don't know to, like, fish in, like, those habitats, like, what's going on. But, like, yeah, in the Pacific, they were blowing islands up.
Yeah, like, literally. But I just, it's a really weird thing, and some people are like, it's an underwater alien thing that's starting to come out from Antarctica, like, from underneath and stuff.
The craziest part of the story to me, though, is you were telling me, and I was like, well, I saw a thing. I was like, well, wouldn't, like, our, you know, wave height stuff start going off? And that's when you looked up that buoy, and you were like, it's off.
Yeah.
And so, like, we were trying to, like, disprove what we were finding, and it's like, okay, that's weird.
But even then, I don't know what's going to happen from now to next week when this comes out. But all these reports were saying the East Coast were going to get heavy flooding from the ocean, like a big ocean surge.
Yeah.
So, like,
and if that thing's off, then there's no way of predicting it, right? I mean, like, I mean, I'm sure there's other ways.
Yeah, but maybe, not a giant tsunami.
Yeah.
Full of radioactivity. Don't go swimming, guys.
Yeah. Jeez. They're saying that if it, like, so it could be this big. This is all from articles I've read. This Poseidon tsunami that they could create could literally just cover the entire of the UK.
Jeez. Oh, man. Dang.
Yeah.
What a loss.
Dang.
I know that wasn't sarcastic, but it sounded like, oh, what a loss.
The UK is going to be the next Atlantis.
And then we'll just all choose to forget about it. Like, it didn't actually happen. It's just a myth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll be like, yeah, folklore about it. Did you know that their cookies were called biscuits?
Okay. You're just making stuff up.
Now
that's
a little far-fetched.
You're just a conspiracy theorist.
Wait, they called their fries chips?
Yeah, okay. Right. Okay.
Obviously, they were a little backwards.
But yeah, who knows what it is? I don't know, but just weird stuff has happened since the eclipse, but maybe weird stuff is happening all the time and it's just like coinciding. But
like we said with the Dusty Pod, it's like, maybe it's a sign.
Yeah.
Cause everyone was like, hey guys, after the, there were some people commenting saying, hey, you know, address, cause you built up all this fear or this speculation and stuff like that. And then nothing happened. And it's like, that's not what we're saying.
Also, like, hold the phone, because with the eclipse that we were talking about in the 1800s, stuff didn't happen for months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
also, this is a comedy show. We're just talking about baloney. We're talking about baloney stuff that's we have no control over.
Yeah, and then the floods that are happening in Dubai right now. You see that?
No.
Bro. I have thoughts on that.
With the cloud seeding stuff?
Yeah, because they released a bunch of information about, like, yeah, this is what we're doing. They were, like, celebrating what they were able to do. And if people were, like, applauding those efforts and someone's like, well, let's just, like, really do it.
Well, I saw a thing that that's actually taken storm.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
Of, like, people saying, like, oh, because you guys were talking about cloud seeding. So, like, you guys caused this. So, like, no. We did the cloud seeding on a Monday or a Sunday and a Monday, but the storms didn't happen until Tuesday.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, it usually rains like 30 minutes an hour after we cloud seed. But I'm just like,
I mean, have you seen a sixth grade like weather, like science book? It's like moisture is cyclical.
Yeah.
So like it compounds.
But they're saying that the amount of rain that they have had within like 2 or 3 days is equivalent to what they get in 2 years.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So, I mean, just flooded.
You know what would be sick, though, is if it turned into a jungle. But what?
Well, the desert, they're starting to, there's like grass growing out all around there.
Okay, so what?
That's also prophecy. That the deserts will turn green with grass and stuff.
Mm. You guys.
Dude.
Deserts to meadows or something like that.
Speaking of green, though, like the way the sky turned green. Like I saw a video. It's like, wait, like look what the sky in Dubai after it starts raining, how green it turns, and it just was like a time lapse. And I'm like, okay, it's getting a little green. There's a little greenish hue, and then suddenly it's like Matrix green.
Whoa!
Like just bright green, and I'm like, and people are like, it's normal, like whatever. It's like that's not normal.
No,
I'm like people are like, yeah, it's not cloud seeding, guys. Don't be dumb. I'm like, it could be whatever.
I'm just
messing with the weather.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like if you mess with the weather and you can't be surprised when it's like weird weather things happen.
I'll play devil's advocate because maybe if we weren't messing with the weather, maybe we don't know this, but we would be like an eternal famine or something like that. Maybe we don't know why we're doing it and there is like a positive purpose for it.
I'm pretty smart. I would know.
I just developed a conspiracy theory right now.
Hit me.
Okay. You know Dylan Page, this guy?
Yes, sir.
From TikTok?
Very great.
This guy?
He's awesome.
Yeah, you love him.
I saw a video from him today saying, like, if you're saying that the Dubai floods were caused from rain seeding or cloud seeding, he's like, you're wrong because this is why. But then he lists information that I've never heard in my life, right?
What do you mean?
So he's like, and here's the facts. So we started experimenting with cloud seeding in the U.S. in the 1940s.
Yeah, we did. We knew it. We so knew
it. We did know it. You're right.
Oh, 1940s?
I love you, babe. So,
come here.
No, but then he broke it down of like, they used to use it during war.
Yeah.
For blanketing radar systems. And then he said that the Beijing Olympics, they did it too to push weather away. And
no
I'm like,
way.
And I'm like, okay, where are you getting this information? But then I remember I was watching this thing last week or 2 weeks ago. He was invited to Texas to attend it was basically like a, I don't want to speak of like what it wasn't, but it was basically like a NATO funded journalist.
Yeah, dude.
Conference.
He's been,
where
what is
he sat
it?
In seminars.
Interesting.
He's been, and I'm what like, is it?
So is he, are they, sorry, Dylan, if you're not in.
We need to get Dylan on the couple.
But
the
I'm
cast.
Telling, like, how weird that he has that information, which you research cloud seeding, chemtrails, all this stuff. You can't find anything.
Mm-hmm.
But he listed off like 10 things.
Yeah.
The week after he was at this journalist, like, this is what we want to talk about. Mm-hmm. This is what news should be. This is what journalism should be.
Also, why are we talking about what news and journalism should be?
Control, baby. Control,
dude. That's
baby.
The thing. I mean, we look at that guy. Yeah, I got a gun.
Come on, baby.
I love you, babe. I'm so glad I married you.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh my god.
But that's the thing. Like we talked about that TikToker that was like that was reached out by the political party.
Yes.
Saying we're gonna pay you $50,000. It's like we have to be so careful.
Yeah.
You talk
of not being influenced on purpose. Like, there's a difference between like us consuming our content and our own leisure and our own will. But then you have people who are literally trying to influence you on purpose because of your platform.
Let's talk about how the CIA has done all these. They have just done so much craziness of like informatives and misinformation. They coined the term conspiracy theorists, right?
Yeah.
And like MK Ultra. Infiltrating news outlets, all this stuff. Why can't they use now, which is the most popular thing, social media.
The most influential thing.
In fact, Dylan Page was rated the number one source of news for TikTok over CNN, ABC, MSN, like all these things.
Yeah.
Fox News. And so it's like,
Dylan, say it ain't so.
Say it ain't so, Dylan.
We love you, Dylan.
Don't let them get you, Dylan. Come on.
Dylan might not even be in there anymore, guys.
Listen, your last name may be Page, but they read you like a book.
Ooh. Oh, come on. Oh. I love you, man.
I love you. Oh, wait. No.
Andy's brought up the $50,000 number like quite a few times. I'm starting to think he's asking.
Yeah, that's his number.
First of all, I'm a lot cheaper than that.
He's like, it was $50,000, right? Like, that's what you guys pay for.
You give me $100 Jimmy John's gift card, I will talk about anything you want.
Bro, I'm telling you, though, there's something weird about it.
Yeah, that is weird. That is weird.
I mean, look historically at the amount of, like, wars and things in other nations, and you can call it a government overthrow. We call it aid to other nations. And I'm not going to throw nations' names out there, but it's very clear that we play with, you know, the global political climate. And so why would we assume or even believe that they're not at least doing something within our same?
No, you're so right. And, you know, I just on this whole thing, like, okay, so I had an ear infection, right? And I had to go to the ER because I was being a baby about it. The nurse I was talking to, my mom, he was like, what do you do for work? I said, I'm a stay-at-home mom. And my mom goes, oh, she's on a podcast. You know, it's a conspiracy podcast. And then he gave me this antibiotic, which I've seen a conspiracy about. There's a conspiracy that is paralyzing women, right? And I said, hey, isn't that the antibiotic that's paralyzing women? He said, no, that's a conspiracy. I said, well, I'm a conspiracy theorist.
Well, I'm a professional conspiracy theorist.
So absolutely.
And
can we claim that? I think we can.
Yeah,
definitely. You guys create some original conspiracies, but mostly I'm just adopting all of the other ones. And anyway, he goes, that's not a healthy thing to do, to believe in conspiracies. And I'm just like, bro.
Hold the phone. It's called free thinking,
but
right?
Also,
and analyzing what's happening around you.
How many times have we been betrayed?
I haven't said it in forever, but what is the essence of conspiracy?
Hey, there it is.
Finish your first form. But that is, like, that's the thing. It's like, just like, we have to be able to talk about these things. I love talking about things that could never exist ever, because it's interesting and it's funny. But it's like, you make your own decision. But for you to never believe to any, like, people that don't believe in one conspiracy theory, I'm like, you're nutso, dude.
Think about how fast information gets out there now. Like, it used to be information was pooled, news network would put it out there, but now information is traded so quickly that we, the people, have time to have these conversations.
That's why they want to get rid of TikTok.
And the imagination to come up. But, you know,
that doesn't mean everything's right. It just means we have the chance to come up with our own individual thoughts.
And I saw mom talking about it the other day, because she's like, when you go to the doctor's appointment and they recommend something, question it, like, for your child. Because 50 years ago, forced lobotomies were a thing.
Yeah.
People were getting their brains knocked in as a medical procedure.
Getting your brain knocked in.
Ooh. Ask questions. Ask Don't be a questions. Sheeple.
But not to take a dark turn, but My dog, we took her in because she was having health issues, and they said she needs these medicines. She needs to get this full run of vaccines, and she developed a cough out of nowhere. And I started diving into all the medicines they said were normal, and it was literally linked to so many cases of liver failure.
Oh, no.
So it was just like, not to be an anti-vaxxer, but that's literally like case study after case study after case study. So, yeah, they push the medicine that they're given to push.
And now Andrew's going to go full John Wick.
Dude.
This veterinary clinic.
You have every right.
Dude.
There's a couple.
What are you going to say about TikTok?
Well, that they have that new bill out. But apparently it's a part of, like, I can't remember the name of the bill. It's like a bill. But it's apparently it's a war funding bill. But they're putting in the TikTok thing as a under, like, one of those, like,
they
everything
do
good.
That.
And that's how it's working. And apparently the Pearl Mania, the redheaded guy that always rants on TikTok.
Yeah.
Super, like, he does his research and stuff, and he's talking about how it's like, we've said it before that this is, you know, TikTok's going to get banned, but he's like, pretty sure this is the one that does it, because everything they want to fund is on that bill. But then they're like, oh, yeah, we just add at the end, oh, TikTok also is not going to be available
so
anymore.
Cheesy, I wish we were honest. Man. Yeah.
Like, how is it even legal to have a contract speaking of like one specific thing
and very separate thing?
Yeah, just completely divorced from the actual issue that anyone's voting on. And yeah, then like, tomorrow. And that's, I think that plays in politics down the road, because someone will get that little like addition, and then that'll be like, well, this person voted against this one thing when it was like a subline.
That's got to be
main issue.
That's got to be because there's so many deals that people are making behind the scenes where it's like, you can't like, so the past one lobbyists. Thing.
Yeah.
So like there's certain things like, hey, we'll get that in there. We'll get that in there. And it's just, it's one big deal. It's got to be like, I'm ignorant to all of the things politics, I mean, me too, but I'm like, that's got to yeah. be, that's got to be the way they're doing it, because it doesn't make sense. And that's why they just, they do these like mass bills of just,
I'm not well versed in politics, and I don't feel like I fully understand it, which is concerning, right? As a U.S. citizen, not
and
a
and because we're a political podcast,
it seems like lobbying needs to be banned.
Yeah, for sure.
It's companies that are funding campaigns that end up getting all the laws written in their favor.
Dude, yeah. that is why we're in the situation that we're in today.
Yeah, I think so.
That's why our government has no real power. It's because the big government or the big business does.
It's just greed, man.
And that's why I'm voting for Joe Rogan.
Oh,
I don't know.
Let's vote for Joe Rogan.
Write him in.
You could.
What if we influenced a group of
guys,
people to write him in?
All 50,000 of you that are our consistent listeners, let's all write in Joe Rogan.
Please, Joe, save us.
And he's going to say, I didn't want this.
Save us, Mr. Rogan.
Dude, let's get Theo Von to be our president.
Please.
I just saw his clip getting vulnerable about his mom. Did you guys watch that?
Nope. I've seen it, yeah.
It's really good.
But speaking of being president,
yeah.
Did you guys hear, it was yesterday.
Think of it.
Oh, no. Hold on, let me see. We cannot, don't go anywhere!
Josh?
Andy?
Josh?
Andy?
Josh, I'm scared! What's happening? What's on my... Oh, what? No! Get it off! Josh, pull it off!
Oh.
There you go. You all right?
Yeah.
Look at that. Oh, wait, no, wait. Is that the new Heather Sage?
It is the new Heather Sage shirt from Sunday Cool Tees. And wait, is that the new... Heather.
Oh my goodness, look at that. It's the Heather tan, everybody. Listen, we have two brand new colors here at Sunday Cool with our super soft tees, with our private label, no side seam. It's already pre-shrunk. It's super, super comfy and super, super soft.
Yeah, you can get them now at Sunday Cool Tees or SundayCool.com.
Dang it. Come on, one more time. Take it from the top.
You can get them now at SundayCool.com.
That's incredible. So go now, SundayCool.com. You can order customizable merch, not only just shirts, hats, stickers, literally everything you could possibly need to put your logo or your brand on. We can get it done. Right, Lily?
Yeah, go to SundayCool.com right now!
Golly.
Dear.
Lily, why are you yell?
I'm just really excited.
I can tell. Yeah.
SundayCool.com.
A Dylan Page thing that's crazy though, right?
What? Oh, yeah.
Just making
you just think of that?
Just literally as we're talking.
Interesting. We need to get, I was like, that would be such a cool thing to get him on the pod.
Yeah, let's do it.
And but you guys did a good
job. Be able to grill him on that, dude.
You guys did give him a good on though. It's like, we like you. We just,
yeah. So clear it up. Come on and clear it up. But I'm trying to think of, I'm trying to be more strategic on comedy specials that are coming out. Because that's when they start doing all their podcasts, like tours and stuff.
Yeah, tours.
And so that Joke World, every week he always says, here's the upcoming, you know, specials that are coming out. I'm like, okay, cool. So we can start being like strategic on, hey, Adam Ray, come promote your podcast on a 1 million subscribed YouTube channel.
Let's get Adam Driver on.
Yeah, Driver? Dude, that would. And just.
Huh? Oh, you would.
She'd literally just be like,
you're so funny.
Oh my gosh, you're so funny. She's like, it's like, I haven't said anything.
I've had a crush on Adam Driver since the girls' days.
Wow.
That's so hardcore.
Wasn't that ad fun though?
Yep. You're also married. That was a fun ad.
Yeah.
Listen.
I'm glad Lily said that one thing and got really excited about it.
Yeah, I was glad. Yeah. It was important for her to say that.
Yep.
Yeah, and it was fun that she got excited about it, too. Oh, man, but you know what time it is? What is it? Mr. President?
Question corner with Lily, where the questions are fresh on her mind.
Okay, I stole this question from the uber-talented Zach Woods, whose comedy...
Oh, yes.
We are not prepared for as a civilization.
He's so far beyond whatever we could understand comedically.
The amount of intelligence you have to improv the way he does, I've been quoting his Tamagotchi thing. You know, he said, like, oh, my dad, he took my Tamagotchi away because I became too fretful.
Yeah.
And he had to fire his friend's dad. So funny. Anywho, he asked this on his podcast. I don't know the name of his podcast, but go listen to it because I'm sure it's amazing. Okay. If you were stuck in a library in an apocalyptic blizzard, what is the first book you would burn for warmth?
Twilight.
Dude,
shut up!
I was going to say any of the Twilight books.
Oh, yeah. Man. I'm sorry to say it, but Lord of the Rings.
All right.
Hold on. No, it has nothing. It's only because of an attachment that I have as a kid. I was given them like at seventh grade from like one of my aunt and uncles, and I looked at them and I said, how could you not know me this much? Like, they got me the whole set. I was like, I've never shown you that I've been interested in this at all. And it's every time I look at the books. I'll still watch the movies, but the books, like, I would have to burn them.
No, but see, but that's a beautiful thing because maybe they didn't know you, but they were gifting you something they loved. Like how I gave Jordy Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
It doesn't matter. That's for you. You did that for you, not for them.
It's true.
That's true. And also, they're big books. I would be good for a while. Yeah, I'd be warm for a while.
I was going to say the whole James Patterson collection because you would be warm until the apocalypse was over.
Yeah.
Probably just encyclopedias for me.
Mm. But then you're erasing like future history and knowledge.
That's true.
They're incorrect. They have to update them. So
Andrew's like, I have them all memorized anyway. All the words memorized.
What would you do?
James Patterson.
Who's that?
He's like the mystery novels.
Oh.
Yeah, he puts out one like every week.
Like the Hardy Boys. There's like 20 million of those.
Yeah, true.
Dude, I read them all.
Really?
I used to love them, though. Yeah. What's the Nancy Drew?
Yep.
You do Nancy Drew. And
but then they did.
It's good for girls finding themselves.
No.
Do you remember the books, the kid books, when it was on the cover, it's them turning into an animal?
Yeah.
Like, it was like four stages. Like, that was such a crazy series.
So hey,
I've never read any of them, but I loved looking at the covers.
The original Skinwalker series.
Yeah. Those are witches, dude.
Yeah.
I will say, as a recently full-time stay-at-home mom, we have been spending a lot of time at our local
stay-at-home moms.
Sorry, so Jesus. Fast.
We have been spending a lot of time at our local library. Support your community. What an amazing thing your local library is. What a resource. I'm pretty sure they would give their lives for you, these librarians.
Dude, there's a prankster that I follow on YouTube, and it's you just cause so much unnecessary stress on people who are just trying to live their lives, but I just think it's the funniest thing. He walks into public libraries and like universities, and he brings in his own fire alarm
thing that
he sticks onto the wall.
That's illegal.
And no, it is.
Because it's just a fake
It's like
one.
A sticker.
It's a decoy. It's an actual thing.
It's illegal to even shout fire in a building.
I know, but all he does is he goes up and he literally just goes, he goes up to people and goes, I'm going to pull that fire alarm. and then people physically try to stop him. And he doesn't, he's like licking it and stuff like that. And he literally, like, the police get called every single time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know why that's so funny.
Oh, but he doesn't pull it. Like,
no.
Nobody,
and it's a fake one. So it's like he puts it on the wall. There's no real fire alarm.
I see.
I'm going to pull that.
I thought it made a noise, though.
No, not at all. It literally is just a fake
one. It's just like a piece of plastic. Oh,
and so
that like has adhesive. He sticks it to the wall.
That's funny.
And so the police always get other people in trouble because the people either like beat him up or choke him or stop him, and he's like, it's fake, and then like, so he gets off scot-free every time.
Dude, you know how there's like the little white lever in a red box, like the tiny little thing that you can grab? Apparently it's the plastic cover is actually on a lot of those is what triggers the alarm, because in high school we were getting ready for like a huge test, and me and my buddy just weren't ready, and we were like, hey, I'm gonna pull it, you pull it. And I joked and I lifted the lid to like pretend I was going to, and just lifting the lid, the whole thing went off. Right outside the principal's office.
Did you get detention?
No, my buddy bolted, and I literally stood there and just held it. And I was like, I was making a joke. It's not like I'm not running. Like, I'm just owning it.
Did you see that clip? It was like the guy that was on either in a hotel or a cruise where he's walking down the stairs and he trips. And he falls and his hand lands on the fire alarm and pulls it down, and all the doors go like shut, and it's like, rrr, rrr, and he's just like, he literally tripped. I was just trying like not to hit his
complete
face.
Accident.
Like, oh, it was so funny.
It's so weird.
But you know what time it is now. Do we have a beat on there?
We should.
Oh, I didn't switch it
Find
over.
Find it.
What? Just hit B.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Andrew's got a reel and he's gonna show us right now.
Right now, yeah.
Right now, right now.
Right now.
Right now. Right now.
Those little Beastie Boys.
All right. Can't shake it. Andrew's gotta reel it.
You can use the volume. I'll bleep it.
Uh-oh. Cursing?
No, better not be our cause one.
Hopefully it's nothing about plutonium again.
Apparently this is a thing.
Hey, who hit play?
I'm sorry.
Dude.
Oh, my God. I forgot the protocol.
It's been 87 episodes, Lil.
I know, but it's been like 4 weeks since we filmed.
Listen, Toots.
Whoa.
I love you, babe. Let's watch this. All right,
three,
two, one.
Hey.
Come on,
hey, this is the fighter challenge, bro.
Eddie.
Oh, why you do? Oh no, dude.
See, that's why alcohol's bad.
Apparently,
you know, you don't do stuff like that, man.
Apparently, that's a thing. We saw that one video is the only other place I've seen it, but now they're calling it a challenge. So,
no,
I don't commend it. I don't condone it. Commend it.
Dispense it.
Yeah, it's disperse it. I don't disperse it.
But that does stop my scroll.
Yeah,
can I send you guys one thing?
Yes.
Just one thing. That's all I want. I'm sending it to the Ninja Clan.
Is nothing.
Oh, but it's on Reddit, so just click on it. It's a link. But it scared me so much because it's apparently a colugo, a gliding mammal from sea. And this is how it poops.
Ew. <All right. laughs>
It's so crazy.
A gliding mammal from the sea?
From the sea?
From sea. I don't know what that means. S-E-A.
Bro, but same.
That's their equivalent of taking off your pants to poop.
No, taking off your shirt and everything. You're just like
full naked.
It's one of those.
Oh, man. Got to breathe through
it. Sweating and you're just grabbing onto like whatever you can.
Just manually breathing.
Same.
I wish I could do that. Just lift over myself so it just all once.
Look at jumping like that. Do you ever just like
reminds me of John Lennon's butt?
Why?
Yeah, dude, that's wild. That's so wild. Him next to what's her face?
Yoko Ono. I just never thought I would see that picture on. Like, I'm just scrolling on Instagram, and then there's.
Oh. What are you looking at?
That's his face.
You said C?
It says from sea, but it was all capital S-E-A, so I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's like a...
Southeast Asia.
Yeah, that's probably... I figured it was an acronym or something, but...
From sea.
From sea.
This thing is from sea.
Sea?
Like the ocean? No.
Yes,
no.
Sea.
Wait, well, are you Spanish?
I think they fly.
Yeah, that's like a bat, right? It's a gliding.
They're close relatives to bats.
It says gliding mammal. So it's one of those gliders.
It says today, on account of genetic data, they are considered to be more closely related to primates, so they're probably intelligent.
I doubt it.
They're the ones that created tax evasions. This species.
Speaking of tax evasion, do you want to hear about one of potentially the greatest imposters of human history?
Please.
Okay.
I would love that.
This is a wild thing. I first heard about it from a TikTok called The Rabbit Hole, but then I found the book. And read some of it. It's pretty long.
We assumed.
But. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You're a battered wife.
This is the story of how potentially Queen Elizabeth I, back in the 1500s, 1600s.
Lizzie OG.
Was actually a man. And not Queen Elizabeth.
I don't believe it.
What?
This book was written by Bram Stoker. Okay. And he's the author of Dracula. He came out with a book called Famous Imposters. And his last chapter is called The Boy or The Bisley Boy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to bear with me because there's a lot of notes on this. So Queen Elizabeth I. Her father was King Henry the
15th.
What was he?
Henry the 8th, right? Because he can only make girls.
Is that it? Probably. Is he the one that guy?
That guy.
Okay, yeah. So that was him. King Henry VIII. So Elizabeth was his daughter.
He was out decapitating all these women.
Mm-hmm. Sure was.
Nine wives, right?
Yeah. And yeah. He had like crippling syphilis.
How have you guys known all these things? I don't know one thing about this guy.
So when she was 9 years old, Elizabeth, she was sent off to a town called Bisley from London because there's a plague going on and they like wanted to protect the royal bloodline and stuff.
Protect the girl.
And so she went and lived with Sir Thomas Parry and Lady Cat Ashley. Okay. They were her providers, protectors, whatever. And then King Henry, King Henry, it was in my notes. He hadn't seen her for many years. And so he was out on a hunting trip close to Bisley. And so he's like, I'm going to go visit my daughter. On his way there, Queen Elizabeth got sick, had a crazy fever, and died. Again, this is all
this is from the book.
This is from the book, and okay, it's all so theorized because he actually took a lot. He found old letters and notes from the 1500s talking about parameters around like what this story is.
Yeah.
So this has been a theory since Queen Elizabeth the First. So like 1600s. Okay. So he just documented it basically, like compiled it all, like we do on the podcast.
Yeah.
So she died. And then Lady Cat was like, crap, King Henry VIII obviously had a very bad temper. And if it comes and sees that his daughter is dead, they're done, right?
Yeah.
So she goes out into the village. She's looking for a girl that looks close to Queen Elizabeth. Can't find any girl. But Queen Elizabeth's friend was red hair. They said a very pretty boy. And he's nine, or he was had to have been like maybe 10, whatever. I don't know how old he was.
Oh, no.
So they dress him up like Queen Elizabeth, like in her clothes. And then King Henry VIII got there, met them, all that stuff. Like, there's no suspicion of that's not his daughter.
Wow.
And then they just kept this ruse up.
Like, this dad just does not pay attention to his children.
She's
alive? Cool. Perfect.
Are you acting weird? And it's like, oh, well, Dad, you don't know me.
If I have this right, I think his mom or Queen Elizabeth's mom was killed or beheaded while she was staying in Bisley, too.
Okay.
Makes sense.
She couldn't produce a male heir and stuff.
This was like a powder makeup and wig era.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Lead makeup.
Listen, I'm getting to it.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Nice.
So they continue to tell the lie to everyone that, oh, yeah, this is little Elizabeth and stuff. And she was the third in line for the crown. So there's two more in the royal family that were before her to get the crown. Then King Henry VIII died. Oh, let me see. Where are my notes? Sorry about this. His son, Edward, became king. But he died at the age of 15 without producing an heir.
I thought he never had a son.
He did. Yeah, he ended up having a son.
Oh.
Yeah. He ended up having a son after however many wives and stuff. Was it nine?
I think it was.
It was quite a few.
But he died at 15. And so he had no heirs. And then that made Elizabeth the rightful ruler. But Elizabeth's sister, was it sister or cousin? Terrible that I didn't write this down.
Was Mary Queen of Scots?
Mary.
Yeah.
Mary was suspicious of...
her gender?
No. Of her, she didn't want her to have the crown.
Right.
So she imprisoned Elizabeth under pretenses of treason, right? So she remained in the London Tower, wherever she was at, for a couple years. But then all charges were dropped. And then Elizabeth became... queen.
And Mary Queen of Scots got
supposedly Elizabeth.
Yeah.
But this whole time, Thomas, Sir Thomas, and Lady Cat were like keeping it secret.
Right.
So she became queen, and I say she, potentially the boy, became queen.
Yeah.
And if you look back, there's the people that were in the realm of Queen Elizabeth, they wrote that she had no weakness of a woman, but the mind of a man.
Yeah, they do say that. That's interesting.
And if you look back at old pictures, whenever she was in public, she would always wear a high collar.
Mm-hmm.
She would never leave her room without having her face fully painted in the makeup, which was just white.
Yeah.
And like, there was just all these like really weird things. And like, she refused to get married. And so she had no children.
Yeah.
And she actually promoted Thomas, Sir Thomas and Lady Cat to these high ranking lordships. She actually knighted Sir Thomas Sir Thomas.
Yeah.
Which is his bestie.
Which is the guy that basically got him to queenship, right? And so even to this day, no one really knows.
Wow.
And, but the kicker, the tie it all in that this author did, he said after her death, years later, like hundreds of years later, in Bisley, there's a graveyard that's very close to the house where Queen Elizabeth grew up.
Mm-hmm.
There's an unmarked grave.
Mm.
And when they excavated it, there was a little girl the same age as when Queen Elizabeth would have died. And she was wearing Tudor clothes, like royalty clothes.
Yeah.
But an unmarked grave.
And it wouldn't, a person, and this is a smaller town, right? So yeah, this is somebody wouldn't have been buried in something extremely
unmarked. Unmarked and full of these clothes that are royalty clothes.
I can get behind this conspiracy.
When you started, I was like, no way.
Same.
Pull up a picture of Queen Elizabeth the First.
But they also remarked how beautiful she was. I think I've seen
when you see your
rosy
like,
cheeks, the white, right?
No, but
she was so ruthless. Like she ended up, it was her and King James that had Mary Queen of Scots killed, beheaded.
Yeah.
And they would remark upon how ruthless she was as a person.
And you think about it, that being someone of that, being a queen, so that's the ideal opportunity to not be seen, to only have the type of interaction that you want. So like, there's no one that's going to like, you know, see you that you don't want to be seen. Like you can hide yourself if you really want to.
Yeah.
Plausible.
Dude, at first I was like, no
judgment,
way.
But.
Hey, listen, pretty lady.
The high collar got me, though.
Yeah.
It's just like Adam's apple.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said Adam's apple, but it sounded like Haddam's apple.
I was going
to Haddam's apple.
Haddam.
So it was 300 years after she had died that they found the unmarked grave.
Wow.
That would be a crazy, wild story.
But
man.
So.
That's like a movie. That's like a hilarious movie. It's like, oh, no, I guess I got to become the queen. And like, it just becomes a sick
Disney show. Yeah.
To go with this whole conspiracy, I just, you know, cause we're talking about the high collar, like she always did that. That's weird. But like, if that's a thing that everyone always did,
yeah, if it was part of the attire back then.
So if you look up 1600s English fashion, this is the first photo that pops up.
Yeah. With women. It was very, yeah.
Oh, they were. Yeah.
Exposed collar. Now they do have.
Also, she's a trendsetter too. I mean, like, who's to say that she didn't invent that and everyone else was like, oh, yes.
And true. A trendsetter.
Dang. Yeah, dude.
Andy.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
He is a trendsetter.
I didn't process what you said first. Do what? He is a trendsetter. Does that tick you off as a female that the guy really, it was like, they're like, this was like such an iconic person,
no.
But then it's, in reality, it's like, honestly, it was a dude, though. That's why I killed him.
After she died, a cousin became king.
Yeah.
And so it.
Yeah.
It brought the bloodline back into the royal family.
Where's the body of Queen Elizabeth? The First?
Good question.
Hey, Ninjas and Butterflies, we want to exhume her body right now.
Gosh.
We're doing it.
Come on, let's see.
We're professionals.
Subscribe to Patreon. We'll create a fund.
We're going to the UK.
Honestly, it's probably a good thing because of how much incest. I don't know if the monarchy would be what it is today if
there's got to be so many just in the past 100 years, the royal family, the secrets that they have that have been unearthed and also will never. Could you imagine everything before without media?
Yeah.
Without reporters, without all these things. It's like, that's a scary world to live in. Ruthless.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's wild, though.
That's wild, isn't it?
Absolutely crazy.
I want to read the whole book.
Yeah, I'd be interested in that.
We're going to link it in the description because you can download the PDF file of the whole book.
I wonder if there's a documentary or anything on that.
I wonder. I've never heard about it.
I'm sure. No. That's so interesting.
And if we're wrong,
yeah.
Apologies.
Our bad.
Hey, don't cancel me. Let's just do that at the end of every reel that we post. It's like, and if we're wrong, we're sorry.
We didn't mean it. Can we talk about Princess Kate real quick?
Dude, I was hoping you went there.
Yeah. We have to because we're now on the royal family kick, right? There's something weird.
Wait. I thought we were apologizing.
Not for this.
No, I want to.
We don't have anything to apologize for.
We're conspiracy theorists, right?
I'm sorry that she has cancer.
Does she?
Joshua.
No, she probably does. I mean, she might. But
there's just a lot of red flags.
Like, what about it?
People have broken it down with her video that she came out with. They like analyze it and they're like, there's a lot of AI used in this video.
Right.
And it was just like the lighting, the stillness of the background, which there was like flowers, grass. There's nothing. It was just
the bench being at a 45 degree angle, but yet she's facing like almost through the guardrail.
The bench being like three times the size of a bench.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not one of those things.
It could have been real, listen, right? But
but everything that they just did before, they literally faked a tweet by her that saying that she was into editing. It's like, so we can't trust you.
If you bokeh, like the blurred out background on a photo, if you look at the leaves, there's a little bit of texture and detail in them. If you look down at the grass, which is closer to the camera, it's more blurred out. But if she's in focus and we're supposed to believe that that's one camera, the background should be the blurriest thing, not the grass in the foreground.
Yeah.
So I think at best, they green screened a bench. Sure. At best.
Yeah. Then we'll go with that.
Yeah.
But there's been lies with the situation. It just hasn't confirmed anything. Like, it's just added more mystery.
Why? So that kind of just dropped everything, right? So people were just like, oh, okay. Right, we're done talking about this, but we still haven't seen her. We still haven't seen her children. We saw her for that one video, but we haven't seen her children.
Okay, everybody, pause.
The defender of the royals.
Listen, I understand.
How much are they paying you? How much are they paying you?
Okay, but we know because of the crown, the lengths that they're willing to go to for a PR stunt. And I just think maybe their PR team is a little dated. Maybe they got a few more gray hairs than they need to, and they don't realize that people can see right through AI. And maybe she's laid up, and they need to give the impression of strength
They faked the TMZ walking in the farmer's market. They faked the tweet. They faked the Photoshop.
Want her to appear full of vitality, she might be laid up.
Yeah, like,
they're smarter than that, though.
No, I don't think they are. I think all those PR guys are from the 80s.
Yeah, I think maybe. She has a good point.
Yeah. There's no Gen Alphas on their team. Like, no. It's like, hey, can we help you, please?
They need at least a Gen Z.
He's like, I don't care. I'm going to blur the bottom anyway. Like, you know, like, it doesn't matter.
They're like, do you even know Photoshop?
Yeah.
No, I mean, yeah, she probably does, in fact, have, not probably, there's more than likely that she,
her sucks. Video
is, like, is real, right?
Yeah. It just sucks the way they're handling
like,
it.
Chemo or something, like, it's a, just like, it's a hard thing,
what
right?
We should be criticizing instead is that this is an opportunity for her, I guess, to speak to the population that is dealing with debilitating diseases, you know, and to be authentic and right. But the royal family always takes the route of being this like supernatural image.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, okay, you guys are past that. Yeah, you guys are divorced and cheating, you know, like let's get real here while you still have the chance. While people are still listening to you, say something worthwhile. You know?
They just haven't accepted that like they're just holding on to what they think they are. And everyone's like, you realize we can see through what
exactly.
You're doing.
Yeah. That's what I think. I don't know. I think she probably does have cancer.
They're just handling it poorly. And it sucks that like, that the whole situation is a very difficult situation she's dealing with. And that the way they're handling it, isn't making it easier.
No.
So it's like, it's such a delicate thing. And it's like, if you truly cared about her, you wouldn't be making up these lies. You would just, listen, she's not able to be on camera right now.
Exactly.
Whatever it is. Like, we're respecting her privacy and her family. Kids don't want to be in the front of the camera. That's their choice.
Say that.
That's all. Just give it. Oh, wait, the truth?
And maybe they're like, oh, that's a sign of weakness or whatever. It's like, no, that's a sign of strength. Boundaries are positive.
Yeah. And also, she's human.
Yeah.
She will die one day.
But they believe that they are like,
yeah,
not human, like that they are just.
That's wild, man. I can't imagine. I can't wait to be a part of the royal family one day. I can't wait. It's gonna be so much fun.
I don't know. I get what you guys think.
I want to be queen. Just right place, right time. That's all I need.
Weird stuff. Weird stuff, y'all.
Very, very strange.
I have one more thing that was wild. Please. I don't know if you guys saw this on TikTok, but it's called travertine. It's a type of stone, right? Okay. That they make like tiles, countertops, and stuff out of. And this thing has gone viral on TikTok. This family, they have travertine tile in their bathroom. And they had one of their friends came over that was a dentist. And he was in the bathroom and just glanced at the shower. And he said, "That's a jaw in the shower." And
a human jaw?
Human jaw. Ugh. And so they're getting it tested right now. But it was basically like caveman jaw with teeth in it. In this tile in this bathroom.
Oh my what? Gosh.
Yeah, hold on. Let me pull up the...
What? Are you guys ready for a
fossil? Hold on. That's really odd. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I forgot you were talking about tiles for a second. And I thought the guy just walked over and there was just a human jaw laying in somebody's shower. I'm like, get out of the house. Run. Run away. But that makes sense.
Look at this. This is in the tile.
You see Dude, this? There's teeth.
How did they not notice that before?
Why would you think that there's like a jaw in your tile in the bathroom? Because I mean, the tile itself is just like, it's crazy stuff, but it's like a deep earth rock, right?
Yeah.
And so like,
wow,
it's literally a human jaw.
Think about every
from a caveman or whenever it was that's in their bathroom.
Yeah.
Dude, what if that's like Peter's jaw or something?
It could be any, it could be any.
Oh, and it's from a turkey.
That's crazy, dude.
We connection back to Turkey and the and what go, is go ble- you say it.
Go Beckley Tepe.
Hey, what was Peter known as?
The Rock.
Hey, what's the first two letters in his name? P. What do you do in the shower? P. Mr. President.
We figured it out.
Bring the troops home.
But it is wild that it's from Turkey. And like we talk about the Göbekli Tepe is supposedly the oldest civilization found, right? That we know of. And it's like.
Strange.
Is this part of this whole.
That is so strange, man. Yeah. Like, dude, what do you do at that point? You got to take it out.
Every
right?
listener.
They're testing it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
every listener with a stone shower is like literally going home, like looking at the. Like,
their hands and knees.
You remember doing that as a kid, though? Like, you would just stare at patterns maybe on the wall or in the floor, and you'd be like, would just see everything.
Yeah.
My grandma's house had wood panel ceilings, and like seeing the
all
knots.
The knots. Yeah.
It's like, there's a person looking at me.
Dude, my mom had. She had like a lace shower curtain that looked just like the wild thornberries. So really?
Like, not on purpose?
No, not
on purpose. And so you would just see the.
Yo, speaking of seeing things, though.
Yeah.
Lily was out walking the girls the other night. I told you about this.
Yeah, dude.
They don't know this, but Lily was walking with the girls.
How about your house, right?
Yeah.
And. You said that it felt like something was staring at you.
I felt eyes on me.
You didn't hear anything?
Didn't hear anything.
That's the most terrifying thing.
They look up right above them, this freaking demon owl.
Turn your brightness up, old man.
He turns his flashlight on.
Old man would be having it too bright.
That's true.
That.
There it is.
That. Look at the eyes.
Did you jump? Did you jump when you saw it?
Oh. Freaked me out. I'm like, what is that?
He's behind you, Josh.
But Ada obviously shares your fear because she came back.
She ran in. She goes, "Dad, owl spooky." I said,
"She can feel the energy."
Like, yes, Ada. But she keeps talking about it, right?
Well, she has this like morbid infatuation with it, to where she keeps asking me if she can see my phone and like look at the picture. And I'm not kidding you guys. She'll stare at it, and then she won't stop talking about it. Spooky, spooky, spooky,
what if
spooky.
What if it, like, under her breath, she goes,
you're just going to go in. She's going to be asleep. You're going to look at the window in her bedroom, and the owl's just going to be perched.
It's Andrew with that mask on. Just from
and I said, it's not healthy to be looking at it like this. But now we go for walks, and she'll be like, "Where are the owls? Where are the owls?" And I'll say, "You know, they're nocturnal. They're sleeping." And she's like, "Go wake them. Go wake them up.
Wake them up. I don't care. I need them up."
There's something with owls. I'm telling you, when we're in heaven with Jesus and God and stuff, you know, like he's going to be like, "Yeah, owls, not good."
Yeah.
He's like, "Dude, he did it.
He said, I like owls. I don't know about."
He said, "I didn't greet them."
what are you talking about? Do you have a picture? I'm like, "Yeah." Ah, whoa, what is that?
He's like, "Did you listen to, what was that episode of Blurry? Like the gene war?" He's
yeah.
That's where they're from.
Yeah, it's crossbreeding, man, with a demon and a bird.
Black, solid black eyes, blacked
out.
Dude,
I'm telling you, there's Why can they do their head?
I know.
When they're babies too, the way they like they shift their heads like from side, I'm like, yeah, that's baby owls are scary. We were actually cutting down a tree one time at the camp in Kansas where we grew up, and we were cutting it down and we looked in because we heard noises, and no joke, there was like six owls. So we couldn't touch the whole stump for like, I don't know, like 6 or 7 weeks or something because they just kept growing up. But it was so scary checking on them every day because you would just peek a flashlight and you would just see all of their eyes just looking up at you. And they're just full grown owls. They're pretty cool looking. But the baby ones are just demented.
What would you do, Josh, if like the Orlando version of Steve Irwin came in here with like a perched owl? Would that freak you out, like being in that setting, or does it?
No, it's the ominous.
Yeah. That's the what ominous I figured. Feeling.
Like, I don't like the way they look. They freak me out. Yeah. But like, if
you would hold someone, one,
yeah, I would hold one. I wouldn't like it, but
you start feeling your body just being taken over.
If it went like this, yeah. I'd be like, get this thing.
You're out of there. That's what we got to do, Andy. You snap.
Josh, let him go.
You and me get here before Josh at most days, and so we got to get a hold of one of these owls.
I'm telling you.
Planted
you
know, in the
speaking
office.
About choking out animals, I had to freaking UFC Frank the other night, my dog.
Why?
Because here's the thing. We haven't talked about this yet. Xi Jinping, our really mean rooster.
I was about to say, let's clarify.
That's in solitary confinement, by the way.
No, he's not anymore. You guys, okay, let me tell this part. It's first person for me.
Okay.
You guys were in Nashville, right?
Yeah.
Doing your podcast. And we had him in solitary confinement. Josh was like just putting off killing him or whatever, you know, because it was going to take time.
Yeah.
And he would get in a fight with Godzilla whenever we let them free range all the time.
That's our other rooster.
Our other rooster. And I was just so worried that there was going to end up being a rooster fight, you know, whatever. But then I look outside one day while you guys are gone and Xi Jinping is roaming about the yard. And so he's escaped solitary confinement. I don't know how.
Yeah.
Anyway, Frank and I go outside, and I'm trying to get him back in so I could let Godzilla out. And Frank literally kills this rooster, right? I mean, has him in his mouth. I have a literal log. I'm hitting Frank like this. I'm going, Frank! Frank! I'm hitting him with this log. And his eyes have changed at this point. He doesn't even feel it, right, that I'm hitting him with this stick. And Xi Jinping dies. And he's in the trees, and I'm poking him with a stick, rolling his dead body over.
Oh, man.
I go back in the house. I'm like, dang, dude, I got to find time to like bury this chicken while the girls are, you know, maybe I'll do it in the nighttime when they're asleep. You came back the next day, and I'm about to tell you, hey, there's a rotting chicken in our woods that you're going to need to go bury. I look outside. Xi Jinping is walking around. I'm like,
he is risen.
What? No way.
Am I? Yeah. I'm like, is it a ghost?
You literally like moved the dead body.
I'm pushing this dead chicken around.
Limp. He came back to life?
Yes.
And is alive to this day.
Dude.
But he's like submissive.
He learned the lesson.
Frank still doesn't like him. Frank doesn't mess with the other chickens. Like he'll chase them like for fun. But it was the other day, two days ago, Frank, I was trying to get the chickens back in the coop and he just attacked Gigi again. And like just clenched on him. I said, Frank, let go. And I'm like,
she's like,
I'm like, yeah, like that's terrifying noises that were happening. And I literally wrapped my arm around Frank's neck and like did this. Like, yeah. And I'm like, let go. And like, he's just like, and then Gigi got away.
Jeez, you just, I am legend, your dog, dude.
I know.
That's crazy.
Why are all your chickens Asians?
His name Godzilla.
Hey, Godzilla doesn't have to be Asian.
He was originally
maybe he just didn't like the Asians.
We have Xi Jinping, Godzilla.
Maybe Godzilla's racist.
Hey.
Ooh.
I mean, he did destroy all their cities multiple times.
It's true.
He did do that, yeah.
Our hens.
We have Mithril.
Nice.
What is that?
What is that?
He really did burn those books.
Okay. Yeah. Toffee. Right?
Wonder why I was getting
Toffee.
Warm.
And then what's the other one?
We have Pippin. Two.
No, Pippin 2 is dead.
Like Scotty?
We have three hens.
It's Pippin 2.
No, it's the new one. Anyways, one of our old ones got out one night, apparently.
Yeah.
And the next day, there's just feathers everywhere. I'm like, oh, no.
But a missing body.
We lost a chicken.
It's either we lost a chicken or someone had a really cool pillow fight without me.
Yeah.
Yes.
But then I'm like, dude, it had to have been an owl because there's owls all over.
Yeah, they do that.
And then it was the morning we were leaving for Nashville, I was peeing in the bathroom, and then right outside the window was just, like coyotes. I'm like, oh my gosh, dude, there have been 10 coyotes in her backyard.
Dude.
Yeah.
Let's take care of these coyotes,
yes,
bro.
Let's do it.
Let's kill these coyotes.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Has yeah. anybody ever made though. Coyote jerky?
Oh, I think they're pretty. Yeah.
We can use their pelts, though.
We could.
You heard it here first. Lily wants to eat dog.
So we're not racist.
Toward who?
Okay, dude, guys. That is so funny. I wish I could just be across the street while Lily was beating Frank with a stick. Frank dude. Had the chicken in its mouth. Like, that would just, the scene would be so perfect.
I was screaming my head off too. Frank! And it was in the middle of the day. Like, people saw.
Yeah.
We have more to talk about on Patreon. We have to talk about how Anna got bit by a horse.
Yep.
We just talk about the new show Fallout.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could talk about the conspiracy that you guys, the Andrew Schulz shared.
Yes.
You shared with
yes.
Them. Yeah.
So absolutely.
Mr.
Also, I have to pee so bad.
Yes. So patreon.com/ninjasofbutterflies. Go there now for exclusive content, discount codes,
extra episodes.
And it's just a community. We have a Discord. It's a lot of fun. And we would love for you to be a part of it. So go there. Also go to sundaycool.com to order all your custom merch for you, your company, your church, whatever.
And go check out First Form.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm Jack, dude. This
I know. They get you
awesome.
Get you hyped. Make sure to like and review our stuff. 5 stars, please. It helps us a lot. Patreon.com/ninjasofbutterflies.
You guys are the best. We love you so much. This is a fun ride. We can't
episode,
keep going.
Unfortunately, next episode, we're going to be in Atlanta. Lily won't be there for the episode.
But Danny's back.
Danny boy. Roar dance. All right, guys. Love ya. We did that already.
Yep.
Okay, bye.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most
has an empty your mind.
You were martial arts!
Ha! Ninja Nutter!
And then now.
Hey, that was a good episode.
That was a very good episode.
A good episode for us all being back in the studio.
It felt like home.